When you are able to maintain your own highest standards of integrity, regardless of what others may do, you are destined for greatness. Napoleon Hill.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hello, welcome to the show. My name is Samantha Lee Wright, and you're listening to the World's Best Essential Oil Podcast. Now, when I say best, what do I mean by that? The word best can really trigger a lot of emotions, debates, and controversy in people. Now, when I say the world's best essential oil podcast, I mean that we're the top rated podcast in the world. We have the most consistent and ongoing show for 4 years now, and we're soon approaching 3 million downloads. Now, is that a definitive term? Maybe not. Maybe yes. It's all up to interpretation. And I say this because today's episode is also about this word best. What is the best essential oil company? This word, like I said, can trigger a lot of emotions and debates with people. I like to think of it this way. Everyone has their favorite coffee shop. Right? When you live somewhere, when people say, what's the best coffee shop in town? Almost everyone is going to have a definitive answer to that question. And different people are going to have different answers. And there's lots of different reasons that go into someone's decision. I prefer to go to the coffee shop in town that I consider the best coffee shop because A, it's close to my house. B, I love the vibe, the music, the aesthetic, the roominess of the coffee shop. And C, I love their coffee. I think it's really, really great coffee. I'm not really a coffee snob though. So when it comes to the best coffee, my number one criteria might not necessarily be what the quote unquote best coffee beans might be for someone else, but I'll still recommend it as the best coffee shop. Now, when it comes to choosing an essential oil company or brand to buy from, there is a lot that can go into that decision. Just like the coffee shop, I have another friend in town who loves this other coffee shop. To her, it's the best coffee shop. One of her main reasons for that is because the owners are Christian. She loves supporting a Christian-based business. That's her top priority. That's not mine. So when it comes to choosing the best essential oil company, likewise, there's lots of different factors and decisions that go into that. Some people might prioritize price. Some people might prioritize quality. Some people might value that specific business's philanthropy or donations and what they do with their profits. Some people might value the one-on-one support they get when buying from a direct sales company or with a friend that they know who's running a business, while someone might prioritize the convenience of running down the street to their health food store and buying something off the shelf. All of these are valid priorities when it comes to buying an essential oil. I think it's an entirely personal decision when people decide to find their home in a certain company. That's great. When people decide to purchase essential oils from different companies, I think that's great too, because everyone's going to have their personal reasons. And I want to say, be kind of bold here, that we need to stop judging people based on that. We need to respect other people's decisions. Now, if you've been listening to this show for any amount of time, you know that I have found my home in a certain essential oil company. There's a lot of different reasons for that. As I say time and time and again, this is where I choose to buy my essential oils from, and there's lots of reasons for that. And sometimes I share those reasons on this show. If that's not where you want to buy your essential oils, that is fine with me. I love educating about essential oils. I recommend a certain brand because I honestly think that if you're going to get results and you want to get results, you got to be using something that comes from a quality brand. source. There's also some danger out there to using essential oil brands that come from less reputable sources, because those are going to have some different additives and synthetics in it. And I just want everyone to be safe. So with all that said, today's episode is going to deep dive into the company that I have found my home in, Young Living Essential Oils, and examine why it is very widely accepted to be the quote unquote best essential oil company in the world. I know right off the bat that's going to cause some controversy out there on the internet. That's okay. I'm used to it. Send me your hate mail. It won't be the first. But without further ado, let's skip the DIY dugout for this week. Let's skip my favorite oil of this week, and let's get straight to the interview with Bill Liebig, author of What is the Best Essential Oil Company? Cutting Through the Lies. I apologize in advance. The audio quality for this episode isn't to our usual standard, so bear with us there.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Well, I'm here with Bill Liebig. Bill has an analytical mind suited to the work of sifting and sorting through data to uncover truth and expose deception. He has a gift for simplifying complex ideas related to health and natural remedies. Bill has shared his personal story and journey to health freedom in a way that resonates with people seeking alternatives to Western medicine. And we're so lucky to have you here on the show with us, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic today. Thank you. And thank you so much for having me on your show. I really appreciate the opportunity to be able to speak to your group.
Absolutely. I think what you have to share is just so unique, and it's the question, right, that comes to mind when the conversation of essential oils come up. But before we dive headfirst into your book, let me just ask how all this began for you. I mean, how did you become the guy that talks about essential oils and essential oil quality?
To sum it up, when I started, it was in 2013, and my daughter Jubilee was 8 months old at the time, and she's now seven. And she was actually dying in the hospital with 104 fever, totally racked with pain and couldn't move. And she wouldn't even turn towards you when you called her name. That's how much pain she was in. And the doctors told us about every other day that we wouldn't be taking her home, that we should be planning her funeral instead. So that's what we had going on at 8 months old. And she'd been there for 30 days in the hospital. And everything they tried was not helping her to improve. The best they could do was lower her temperature by a degree. We're asking for prayers all over the place. And we found one of our friends came to us in the hospital and said, I don't know much about these oils, but maybe they'll help your daughter. And we said, let's try it. And the results were tremendous. And it absolutely changed our minds on essential oils.
What was the oil, if you don't mind me asking, just a little more details around that?
There were three different oils that we put on the bottom of her feet. We put on Emmy Power, Thieves, and Copaiba. And we put them on about every single time we changed her diaper. So about 4 to 5 times a day. And that was over about a week and a half time frame. And in that time frame, she went from 7 to 8 on the ANA value, which is really near, fatal is near 9, and a normal person's 3. And she went from between a 7 and 8 to a 0.03 in a week and a half. So 100 times better than a normal person. Mm-hmm. And so we just kind of kept it quiet and went, yeah, that was amazing. Steroids did it, and just kind of left it at that. But on the other side, we were talking about what was going on with our friends. And then they kept asking us a whole bunch of questions about essential oil quality and what companies to go with. So I was kind of by necessity required to go online and find out what was the best essential oil company. The results we had were absolutely amazing results and miraculous, but we wanted to know if there was even a better company out there. As it turned out, we had the best essential oil company. And I came up with a couple of different properties as to what makes up a good essential oil and what makes a good company.
Well, let's dive into some of those questions. Let's start with just what should we be looking for in a high quality essential oil?
There's a couple different things you can do. Like you can look at the bottle and you can look just from the bottle, be able to figure out an essential oil quality. Like a high quality essential oil isn't going to have a clear bottle. It's not going to have warnings on it that say do not ingest, do not put on topically, do not smell. I mean, I've seen all three of those listed on
do
different essential
smell.
Oil bottles. I know. I'm like, what do you use this thing for if you can't even smell it? So
they look pretty on your shelf and make the world think that you're, you know, into natural remedies, right?
I don't know. When I saw that one, like you said, I had to start laughing on that. The other thing is like the price or the size of the bottle. If you see like a bottle of rose or lavender or peppermint, for example, because those are three that I talk about a lot, those are all plants that people can ingest and be able to use topically and smell without any problem in the natural world. So using them in essential oils is the same. But the way that you distill those particular oils determines how much quality you have out of it. And there's a certain cost associated with it. So like for rose in particular, if you see a bottle of rose that's a gigantic, I don't know, 450 milliliter size bottle for $10, you don't have a high quality bottle of rose.
I think about the cost of just a bouquet of roses. I mean, it's expensive to grow rose. So of course,
to make a rose essential oil, which requires thousands of pounds of rose petals, or just it's common sense that these should have high price tags on them, right?
Right. And then, so you've got the price of the bottle, the size of the bottle, and then you look for things like expiration dates, because really a true essential oil shouldn't expire. It's really some sort of additive to the essential oil that's causing it to have that expiration date, because the carrier oils or the seed oils that are put into essential oils to dilute them down is really where they have that expiration date added in, or some sort of synthetic additive.
Yeah, absolutely. So one thing you said really quickly, I don't want people to gloss over too, is the importance of finding an essential oil company that does not use clear bottles. Explain that just a little bit.
Well, essential oils are the term is volatile, but it kind of sends off the wrong message. So essential oils are highly volatile, which means that they escape very easily into the air. And so a clear bottle actually does something else to these volatile compounds, where it'll destroy them and change their chemical composition, make them essentially useless, because it basically just destroyed the thing that you're wanting the essential oil for from the beginning with.
Let's talk about what happens when we don't use a high quality essential oil. I mean, what's the difference? I mean, what are we going to, if it's not a high quality oil, then what is it that we're using, and how is that going to be harmful for us, besides the fact that it just might not work as we want it to, or as we intended it to?
Yeah, kind of sum up your last point first. When you get a really low quality essential oil, it kind of taints you towards the thought process of essential oils to begin with. And I've heard of a lot of people who are like, well, essential oils don't work. And the thing is that they've tried, or quote, tried essential oils already, but what they've gone to is like their grocery store or their gas station or big box store and be able to just buy essential oils there. Well, there is no guarantee of quality in any of those places. And so you kind of get what you pay for. And the dangers that happen is because the cheaper oils are more heavily inundated with synthetics. And synthetics are just, they're toxins. You know, I mean, most toxins are from petroleum products. And that just builds up in our systems because our bodies really can't process that, or it takes a long time to process it. Mm-hmm. So synthetics overall are deadly to our systems. There's actually a story of a high school track and field athlete who passed away from using too much Bengay, or basically topical sports cream. She used it probably 2 to 3 times a day, daily, for almost a month as she was preparing for this meet, and it built up to a toxic level in her system.
Wow.
Whereas a natural compound, I mean, that is methyl salicylate in there, synthetic methyl salicylate. I know of somebody who accidentally dumped about 3/4 of a 15 ml bottle of wintergreen down her throat.
Oh my goodness.
And she was trying to apply it, and the cap came off and it just dumped down her throat. So she ended up swallowing almost the entire bottle.
Wow.
So her body processed all those toxins out. I mean, it did mean that she had to stay near the bathroom or something to be able to deal with the symptoms, but she's alive to talk about it. And if that had been all synthetic compounds, your body can't process it, because essential oils, their main function is to remove toxins from our body. So what it did is it removed the toxins very quickly.
Uncomfortable, but not deadly.
Right.
Well, Bill, I know that it's no surprise for anyone that's been listening to this podcast for a long time. You guys know that the brand that I choose is Young Living. I always say on this show that you're free to do what you want. But I know that, Bill, that's sort of a company that you've been using from the beginning as well. And it's one that you've done a ton of research on. And when you look out there, most of the experts in the field will say Young Living has the best quality oils. But there's a lot of people that will also say that they don't, or that so's and so's is better. And it's become this really, I don't know about you, but to me, it just feels like it's become this really ugly and almost divisive atmosphere around this topic of essential oils, of all things, which are just these beautiful, simple plant-based substances, right? But there's so much wrapped up into that word. First of all, the word best, right, can get a lot of people really fired up. And then there's so many different ins and outs. But when you started doing your research and you started, you know, you came at a place of total unbiased, right? You weren't making money with Young Living. You were just using them for yourself and looking for the best quality for yourself. So what were some of those questions you started asking in the beginning, and what did you start to learn along your journey that led you to really want to write this book?
When I started out, I was actually a linguist in the Air Force. So my job in the Air Force was to be able to analyze data and be able to determine what the motivation was behind somebody saying something, determine if they were telling the truth. So one of the biggest ways I could do that was by following the money and figuring out where they were spending their money or what kind of projects they would spend their money on. And so by doing that, I was able to figure out that an essential oil company that is willing to spend, well, basically there were six kind of distinctive properties that kind of stuck out to me, especially for Young Living. They own their own farms and they have total transparency. I really appreciated that when I was trying to do research on it. To be able to figure out what was the best essential oil company, because I had all this total transparency of information to be able to look at. So owning their own farms, it puts Young Living as totally distinctive from everybody else because they're not a broker of essential oils, whereas every other essential oil company is essentially a broker because at some point in the process, they have to take somebody else's word for it. Whereas Young Living has a start-to-finish quality guarantee where it never leaves their control, their oversight. Their testing and standards, not only do they do testing inside their house, but they do testing outside of their company to other third-party companies who aren't just on their payroll to provide the results that they want, but companies that are reputable enough to even, say, work for Scotland Yard.
Yeah, tell us more about that. The third-party testing, I think, is such an important key point. And you're right, other companies will say, well, we get third-party validation as well. But walk me through a little bit more about what happens in those third-party laboratories and what do we need to be aware of when we see those claims being made?
One of the things that I have seen with other essential oil companies is that the lab that is supposedly this independent company is really just a subsidiary of their same company. So it's not technically a third-party laboratory where they're actually on their payroll to provide testing constantly every month. Whereas Young Living, like I mentioned, they have laboratories that support even Scotland Yard. So that's the kind of quality that is there. But one of the things that I learned was that AFNOR, which is the French aromatherapy quality standards group, they even started adopting Young Living standards as their standards because their standards were so much higher. And so that would be one of the determining factors from why I saw that Young Living was a much higher quality, because not only were they doing this testing inside their house, but they were sending it out to really reputable places and having them do the testing and then coming back with the results.
Yeah. So one thing you mentioned was the transparency component, right? And that's something that I really love about Young Living as well. I mean, you can go visit the farms, talk to the staff, talk to the scientists. I mean, they're so passionate and open and honest about their farming practices. Now, one criticism that I hear people say a lot is that you should never buy essential oils from a company that does not disclose their GCMS results, which there's a whole lot that we could say about that, but I want to hear your take and explain to us kind of quickly what that means, what that testing means.
Okay. So it sounds like there's two questions there, the transparency and then the testing and standards. Let me tackle transparency first. So you talk about transparency. My wife and I actually went and visited one of Young Living's farms, the St. Mary's farm. We were about a half hour drive away and we went and called and said, we'd like to come and take a tour of the farm. Well, we got a half an hour tour of every single part of that process, even though they were distilling a really important oil at that time. And he explained in detail every single part of that process that the oils were going through, all the way from packing the cooker to the distillation to where the oil goes and how it's condensed, every single portion. And we got a tour of the entire facility. Well, at the end, he said, do you have any questions? My wife said, okay, what's behind that closet in that door? And it actually turned out to be a janitor's closet. So we had seen every single portion of that. And then he asked us, so are you guys part of Young Living? So we got this complete and total transparency from the distillery manager about the entire process without even having the necessity of being a part of Young Living. So that's the high quality standards there. But then as well as for the testing and standards, Young Living does 21 different tests in triplicate two times during the process. And their testing standards are so high that they can determine when adulterants and chemicals are actually inside a sample that they have gotten. There was actually a time frame when somebody was questioning the quality of Young Living cinnamon bark essential oil. And what ended up coming into light was that they said I'd had adulterants and chemicals in it. And Young Living came back and released their testing results all of them from that particular batch that it was said to have this adulterants and chemicals in. And not only were they able to take that person's testing results with their knowledge of the equipment to be able to say, okay, first off, you didn't clean your sample in between doing the cinnamon bark and the other substance that you were using before. By the way, this is the substance that you were testing on beforehand. And here's where you made your mistakes in your testing. So that is why their knowledge of their equipment made such a difference, because this other person was trying to say that Ian Living didn't have high quality oils. But they released all their testing results when there was some sort of question about it. The reason why Young Living doesn't release its testing results on its GC and mass spectrometer results is because other companies would then take their essential oils and synthetically create other components to make those peaks and valleys of the Young Living essential oils. And then they would release those saying, well, look, we have the same peaks and valleys. In reality, they're falsely creating the evidence to make it look like it.
It's so funny to me. I see all the time, like Facebook ads and whatnot from all these different companies putting ads out that will essentially say, look, you know, we're as good as Young Living, or Young Living customers are, you know, buying from us instead because we're cheaper. So it kind of makes me laugh out loud because everyone's holding themselves to this, the highest standard out there, which is Young Living essential oils. But then there's this other part of the internet that's like, oh, they're just lying, basically. They're just adulterating everything. And if they didn't have anything to hide, then they would just share all their information all the time. And I'm like, you can't, this company, you know, could not share all its information, because look at all of these companies trying to pretend that they have as good quality as them. And so they release all that information out there. They're going to have so many people trying to mimic their test results with synthetic chemicals, or with, you know, tweaking, or just flat out lying, you know, because honestly, right. And it makes me kind of laugh when people are like, oh, I'm not going to buy from Young Living because they don't release their GCMS results. And I'm like, okay, let's pretend that they did. Would you have a clue how to actually read them, right?
Most people wouldn't.
No, most people wouldn't. You show me a Young Living oil gas spectrometer, I can hardly even say the word, you know, test result compared to a synthetic, completely adulterated oil from Walmart, I'm not going to be able to tell the difference, right? It'll be staring him in the face, yeah. But I have not studied and I don't know what those results say. So yeah, it's a criticism you hear a lot for sure. And I want to talk about a couple more. I mean, we're going in there and these are just the frequently asked questions and criticisms that I hear all the time from people who ask me, you know, why do you choose Young Living when blah, 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 blah. So I want to get into all of that with you and not leave anything on the table. So we'll do that in a moment after we take a quick break. And we're back with Bill Liebig, and we're talking all about essential oil quality and what does it mean to say that you have the best quality essential oil. And so within this context, we're examining Young Living essential oil, which is often put on the top of that list of essential oil quality. So let's examine why, and I want to keep talking about some of the controversies, some of those frequently asked questions that people will bring up in relation to this conversation. And the big one that I hear all the time is, I don't want to buy from Young Living because they're not certified organic. So let's start there.
Well, with certified organic, it's a huge misconception because it is a topic or a certification for just the plants only. Now, you can start with exceptionally high quality products on the organic standard, but then totally botch it on your preparation of it. To give you an example, if I take like the best quality coffee and you say I'd like a cup of coffee and I grind the coffee right there in front of you, and then I take it and I put it in my coffee maker and I take that first pot of coffee and I dump it in a pot on my stove, you kind of look at me strange, and I do it again from that same grounds of coffee and I do it over and over again until there's no color left, and then I mix it all together in that same pot and I offer you a cup of coffee from that pot. Well, I may have started with the best product, but the end result is not something that you want to have as your cup of coffee. Not only does it not matter what kind of method you have for your distillation and your extraction process for your essential oils, but it matters what kind of quality improvement you have and what kind of time and business you have for those different processes. To continue also for the organic standard, it is a process that is required to have at least 3 years without chemicals in the ground or sprayed on the ground to be able to get that organic standard. Well, I talked to a lady on the plane who had a job working in organic testing, and she tested soils and found that, yes, after 3 years, the chemicals weren't in the ground anymore. But after 5 years or even 7 years, they were still in the plants that were grown in those soils. So getting this organic standard and then starting to distill off those plants may not even be ridding yourself of the toxins that you're trying to avoid to begin with, which is why Young Living has a much greater standard than that. I heard at one point that Young Living even wouldn't touch farms unless they were 50 years without toxics and pesticides on the ground. And in most cases, they use farms that are totally virgin soil. So they've never been farmed, never had anything sprayed on them.
I'm really interested, and I don't know how much you know about the economic side of this as well. So USDA certified organic certification is an extremely expensive process to go through. And I imagine, and I'd love to hear your take on this, but I'd imagine that, let's say Young Living one day was like, you know what? We really could make way more money. You know, more people would buy our product if we had that label on it, USDA certified organic. But how many essential oil products do they sell, and how many certifications would they have to go through, and what would that do to the price tag of the oils that people are buying? How much do you know about that?
Well, I do know that Young Living has over 100 different single oils, so about 200 singles and blends put together. And so the cost of trying to go for an organic certification would be absolutely astronomic for them. Because it's not just a company that has, say, 10 oils or 15 or even 50 oils. I mean, you're talking this wide breadth of them. Plus, they're all over the world. So they're not just grown in the United States. Whereas the USDA organic standard is something that is specific to the United States. So things that are coming from other countries really can't get that USDA organic certification, because the oversight wouldn't be there to be able to verify those certifications in the different other countries.
That makes sense. Sure. And I mean, I love the point too of, I know just firsthand all the stories that you hear of Young Living coming to these really small farms that are all over the world and really investigating what those farming practices have been. And a lot of these small farms, you know, just by nature have been doing organic farming in the real sense of the word, organic farming for decades. And for them to be able to, you know, work with a company like Young Living can be really life-saving to them. But if they had to become USDA certified organic first, there's absolutely no way that they'd be able to do that economically. I've just heard firsthand a lot of stories of Young Living coming in and really saving these small farms around the world and by purchasing their crops and paying a really fair price for them, which is a huge deal. I mean, just really important to me that I'm supporting a company that is paying fair wages to the farms that they're getting their supply from. So yeah, it's just interesting that it can be so easy as a consumer to tell yourself, oh, I'm just going to do the right thing. I'm just going to buy from USDA organic certification products. But that can actually have so many negative consequences and effects that people don't even realize. So it's very fascinating.
To kind of go off of what you were saying, I mean, Young Living monitors what seeds to plant, the type of seeds, what type of ground it's planted in, how the plants are taken care of, what's sprayed on and around them, how the plants are harvested, what conditions are used in distillation, if the essential oils meet rigorous quality and testing standards, how the blends are mixed and how they're bottled, and so much more. I mean, this is the entire start to finish process, whereas the organic standard would only encompass just the quality of the starting product. And, you know, there are also some companies that will say, okay, well, we go to the source for the product. And I watched a video of another company when I was first starting, where it showed with pride how they went to the individual farmer around the world and just bought directly from them. Well, they were showcasing one particular farmer, and it didn't actually give any indication, as the farmer had any education or training on it, what kind of processes he was using on the distillation, whether or not he was using an aluminum still or a steel, stainless steel still. And then they kind of continued to show that they would just grab the oils from that farmer or even in a marketplace there. And I watched with horror as they were collecting like 2-liter bottles or other type of plastic bottles filled with essential oils and calling that their high quality product, because it really does matter what your essential oils are in as well. So if you're wrapping them in plastic bottles, then the toxins from the plastic also leach into your essential oils. When I first started in 2013, there was a lot of other essential oil companies that said that they had therapeutic grade essential oils. Well, that is a term that Gary Young coined himself because he was able to create a grade of essential oil that was so much greater than everything else. And then soon after, everybody else started using that same term, saying, well, we have therapeutic grade essential oils as well, because nobody wanted to be left behind in this particular curve. But to give you an example, in 2013, the next biggest competitor was around for 5 years and claiming they had therapeutic grade essential oils. Well, I learned my favorite essential oil is Idaho balsam fir. And it took them, Young Living, 7 years to be able to determine how to get the most amount of medical properties out of Idaho balsam fir. So for instance, like the time of year to distill, the part of the tree to distill, how to prepare that tree for distillation, the temperature and time for of steam distillation, and just any other factors that were necessary. We need to lay out for a little bit to be able to have the essential oils really come to the surface. Any of those kind of factors are things that Young Living put into a scientific process to be able to figure out how to get the most amount of essential oils from it. And it took them 7 years, which was greater than the amount of time that these other companies had been in business to begin with. But yet, you know, after 20 years, at that point, Young Living had such a huge breadth of knowledge already on the process of essential oil distillation. You have to take that into account as well, because they have this continuous improvement process as part of their way of doing business, way of preparing essential oils. So that standard is absolutely infused in every portion of the process. And to kind of to further say it, Gary Young, instead of taking that thought process where everybody else says, if it's not broke, don't fix it, Gary had this kind of personal challenge to him, where it was like, if it's working, it could be working even better. So he was constantly looking for ways to improve the process. So one other thing that he did was he actually climbed inside of a still when they were released the steam to see how the steam would react inside the steam chamber. And he noticed that the dome-shaped lids, which is standard across the entire essential oil business, was actually causing the steam to circle back down on the plants, which causes a lower grade of oil. So he actually has a patent on a cone-shaped lid, which allows the essential oil steam to be able to go straight out of the extraction chamber and then into the condensing location. So it creates a higher grade of oil just in that knit zone.
I love that mentality of evolving and always striving to do better. Because I mean, I think Young Living's the first to admit that they make mistakes, right? They're not perfect. They're learning, but they're constantly in that process of learning and learning how to do better. But compared to every other company that's out there, they've been doing this way, way longer, like 20 years, you know, ahead of everyone else. And the knowledge that they bring to not just the planting and the harvesting, which I think you're right. I think people focus on that too much, as in, you know, it is important, but it's not the only thing that's important. When it comes to distilling and bottling and doing the test and knowing what to look for, that's the only kind of thing you can learn through years and years of experience.
For example, Melissa is a really great example of that. Melissa is a really expensive oil to distill correctly. And Young Living's dedication towards quality and purity is such that, and their standard testing and standards actually as well, is such that there was a time when there was a batch of Melissa distilled, and Gary actually, after testing, found out that it wasn't as high a quality as their standards, and he actually poured it on the floor rather than resell it. That is huge, because Melissa is about $165 for a 5 ml bottle, and most other companies would just, okay, if it's not our quality, we'll resell it, or they'll just go ahead and release it as the same product. Young Living's dedication is such that they would rather go without an oil than compromise on their quality. And that told me that this whole process where things go out of stock was a really important thing to keep in mind, because there's a lot of essential oil companies that never go out of stock on our essential oil. And they take a whole lot of pride of saying, well, we're always in stock. Now, think about that. It's a process that is created using plants. It's a process that requires a whole lot of forecasting to be able to determine not only what the yield from your plants is going to be in that particular year, but what the requirements and the demand is going to be from you. And you're talking, some of them are 1 year, but some of them are 3 years, 5 years, 10 years or more to be able to correctly forecast the amount of essential oils that you need in that particular year. And the only way to make sure that you never run out of stock on an essential oil is to either dilute it or, second, synthetically create it to be able to add to your essential oils that you have available. Now, Young Living doesn't grow all of their own essential oils on their own farms. Now, I have about 8 different corporate farms and then dozens of partner farms. On these corporate farms are all held to this seed to seal guarantee where they have these standards throughout the entire process. And so are the partner farms, because they go through and they seed to seal verify these farms that they have that high quality standard. And then they do random tests and random spot checks to make sure that these farms aren't trying to do something shady and throw something else into the process. And additionally, their standards on the product are so high that even though I visited the Idaho Balsam Fir farm in Highland Flats, Idaho, and it was going from a Young Living facility down to the Young Living bodily facility on Young Living trucks in these stainless steel drums, they had these security tabs on them to make sure it wasn't tampered with in the travel. And they do testing when it gets there as well to make sure that it hasn't been modified. So this entire process that Young Living does from start to finish, they have the highest quality product because they monitor everything that's going on. There's another story about sandalwood where if you change the temperature that you're distilling it by 2 degrees even, you lose about 100 different medicinal properties out of that essential oil just because you changed that one factor. So every single factor in the production of an essential oil is extremely important. And the more you document it and the more you're able to kind of recognize and do testing to see how to get the best properties out of an essential oil, that's really important. And one more thing I'd like to talk about is that Young Living's dedication to quality and purity is so great that even for oils like cedarwood and lemongrass, they still use a steam distillation facility, because steam distillation is the absolute cleanest way to get essential oils out of a product. The main ways are steam distillation, hydrodistillation, cold press from the rind, or using some sort of extraction method. So for Young Living's oils, about 90% are done using steam distillation. The remaining probably 8% are the cold press from the rind. And then you have like the resin-based oils, which use the hydrodistillation. And then you've got 2 oils only out of the entire hundreds of oils that Young Living makes, neroli and jasmine, which are extracted using food-grade grain alcohol. Because any other way of extracting those particular products from that plant would destroy the essential oil and destroy the plant, and you wouldn't get anything from it because the flowers are too fragile. So every single part of that process is extremely important. Now, to go back to cedarwood and lemongrass, most other companies won't build a cooker for such cheap oils. And the reason why is because it would take decades to be able to recover the cost. When Young Living grows lemongrass, for instance, at their Ecuador farm, where they have at least 8 other essential oils that are grown in that farm, and they're able to use that cooker for not only lemongrass, but for the other essential oils as well. And they just steam clean it in between. And so they are able to keep that high quality standard because they want us to have the best quality essential oils. And really, they have their own farms and continuously creating their own corporate farms and even more partner farms, because Kerry was told at one point, if you don't have it, you won't have it to distill. So the care of every single person in part of Young Living was so important to Gary that he actually went through that process from the beginning to create his own farms to make sure that we have those essential oils.
Wow, I feel like we could talk for a whole nother hour just about the farming and the testing and all of the processes, but I won't hold you here forever. But kind of the last question I want to throw out to you is, one of the last criticisms that I hear or pushbacks that I get from people when looking at choosing an essential oil company is they don't want to buy from Young Living simply for the fact that it's a network marketing company. That's like a whole different topic, but what's sort of your short answer there?
My short answer on that is that a lot of people complain that they're paying more for a product because it's a network marketing company. But the reality is a lot of companies that are just putting their oils on the shelves in the store or on the internet are spending a whole lot of money on their advertising. So Young Living really has chosen a cheaper model for advertising by making the word of mouth and the people who are actually enjoying the products able to share about their oils and be able to not only tell somebody about a product, but be able to help walk them through how to use it, where you don't get that same kind of response when you buy essential oils out the internet or even from a grocery store. You don't have somebody who's personally there willing to help walk you through that process. And another objection that I hear in that same realm is that people don't want to buy from what they see as a really large company. And they think, oh, this, my local grocery store is a smaller company. When in reality, you have a really large organization selling to a grocery store. And Young Living is made up of thousands of hundreds of thousands of really small businesses, because each and every person that's a part of Young Living is their own small business. So you're supporting your person, your friend down the street, your neighbor, your relative, and helping them to be able to supply for their family. But that cost that you're spending on that is not an increase, because the essential oils that you're getting from that particular person, from that network marketing company, they're able to put in there the quality and testing and standards to give you that high quality product. They're able to not only give you essential oils, but also give you products for every single area of your home. That was one of the things that I thought was most important to me when I started, was I'd gone through the trouble to figure out who had the best essential oils. And I didn't want to just stop there, because as a network marketing company, Young Living also has products for every single area of your home. So I got the option of being able to replace everything in my home, all my toothpaste, all my hair supplies, shampoo, conditioners, toothpaste, deodorant, everything in my house, I was able to replace with a non-toxic solution.
I like too that Young Living doesn't just offer essential oils, but they have a huge focus as well on supplements and vitamins too. And actually Gary had been doing work with supplements and natural health before he even started doing work with essential oils. And that really goes to show that the heart of the company has always and always will be to help with healthy living and healthy lifestyle, not just trying to get their slice of the essential oil market industry pie that's out there right now that was actually really caused because of Young Living's work in the field. So, so much to say about the heart of this company, which I know you're passionate about as well, but that's all that we have time for today. So I want to thank you so much, Bill, for coming in, sharing this knowledge with us. And I know there's so many more questions that you answer in your book about this topic. So where can people find your book? What's the full title? And then how else can people get in touch with you?
The full title of my book is What is the Best Essential Oil Company? Cutting Through the Lies. And it can be found on Amazon and on discoverlsp.com. The quickest way probably to get to the Amazon one is to go to thebesteo.com, and there's a link right there to buy the book directly from Amazon, and they'll ship it right to you.
Great. We'll put a link to that in our show notes as well. So thank you again, Bill Liebeck. This has been wonderful. Thanks for sharing your wisdom with us here on the Essential Oil Revolution.
Thank you, Samantha. I really appreciate this opportunity. Thank you.
Well, there you have it, folks. I'd love to hear your thoughts and opinions on today's episode. Go over to our Facebook page where you can see today's episode posted and tell us what you think. Also, find me on Instagram at Life by Sam Wright. You can find our show notes and all the resources listed on today's episode at revolutionoilspodcast.com. We'll see you next week with Dr. Velvet Womack, who is talking about metaphysics and essential oils. It's going to be a good one. Make sure you're subscribed so you can get that episode downloaded while you sleep. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.